following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Project Independence and You right here at WCWP.org 88.1 FM. Today is going to be a great show. My name is Rebecca Miller and I will be guest hosting for John Ryan. Our co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. And Iris is a Project Independence member. And recently, as recent as Tuesday, was recognized at the Senior Recognition Luncheon as one of Town of North Hempstead's most excellent residents. Iris is a Project Independence member and a big supporter of the program, and she is a frequent co-host of the radio show, and just happy to have her here today. Today's show is going to be great. We have our first guest will be Laureen Wojtek, and she is the director of Connect Through Tech, DeRote. DeRote University Without Walls, and it's a very, very interesting university, and we're looking forward to hearing more about that from Laureen. And then after Laureen, we'll be hearing from Dr. Susan Lindner, and she is a licensed clinical psychologist and a life coach. We'll be talking to her about Mental Health Awareness Month and some really important topics there. We'll be talking to Susan about. And then we will have our old-time radio, George Burns and Gracie Allen, Gracie and Current Events. And I think that show first aired October 17th, 1946. And then finally, we will be with Christina Liu, the fabulous radio show producer and also our own Project Independence Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Town of North Hempstead. And that will start around 11:30. But right now, we do have headphones on, so I just wanted to say, hi, Laureen.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Okay, how are you? It's great to have you.
Thanks for inviting me to join the show.
It's very interesting, so I'd like to get right into it. And basically, what is University Without Walls?
That's a great question. Thanks for asking.
Sure.
So we are a program that resides at DeRote. DeRote is a organization that was started in 1976 by a group of Columbia students and alums. And we focus on programming that alleviates social isolation for older adults and that supports their independent living. So our University Without Walls programs is one of several things that we do, and I know that's what we're going to focus on today.
Right.
A teleconference program, so older adults can call in and engage with facilitators and peers on a variety of different topics. We have about 100 different offerings over the course of the year. People register with us based on what their interests are, and a few minutes before their classes begin, we call them at their home number or their cell number, if that's what they give us, and we connect them with up to 12 other adults and an experienced facilitator, and they go into subjects that they're interested in. That could be anything from museum discussions. We have partners with all the wonderful museums here in New York City. We discuss books through the New York Public Library and the Brooklyn Library. We have classes in music and the performing arts and health subjects, and news is very popular. People are very interested in current events. Jewish interests, because we are a Jewish-based organization. We have classes all about the rights of older adults in New York, things about working with their landlords or managing disability accommodations. And we also have support groups for people that are caregivers, for people that are experiencing loss of a loved one in their life. Aging in the LGBT community, people who are experiencing issues with vision. So we really provide a wide variety of things for people to connect with.
I love it. And I love that, you know, it's on the phone because some of our, you know, older seniors are still not really connected. And to be able to do it on the phone is really great. So tell me a little bit about the facilitators.
So the facilitators vary for our classes. All of our support groups are run by licensed clinical social workers. But the facilitators for all of our topic-oriented groups can come from a wide variety of backgrounds. Some of them are employed people at the partner institutions that we work with. For the example, you know, was the museums that I was talking about earlier. So those are docents that are facilitating our classes.
Right.
We also have a lot of just other older adults that are very passionate about a particular interest. We have a gentleman who has been a television producer prior to his retirement, and now he leads discussions on a variety of different sitcoms that people find interesting. We have volunteers that focus on things like music. We have people that are professionals, either they are other social workers not running support groups, or they are medical professionals, and they're talking about things like Medicaid or how to get a better night's sleep, or things around palliative care. We have lawyers that facilitate for us. So it's really a very wide variety of different people.
Wow, there's a lot going on.
It certainly is. This is Iris speaking with you, Lorraine, now, because as I mentioned to you earlier, I have taken several of these courses, and it's really quite wonderful. And the extent and the interest, it's powerful. It's powerful. I was just particularly looking at this memories and music of our lives. Listening to favorite music enhances your mood. Not only does it help you celebrate things of your past, but it brings to mind things that trigger good memories, and people choose songs and they share their experiences. So on several levels, it's a very interesting program, along with meditation, chair yoga, and you supply people with written material beforehand so that they're prepared for the particular day. It's really quite sensational. You can take anywhere from a single session class, to multiple sessions. And the single sessions are free, and the multiples are a fee of $15 just for the whole thing. In other words, if there are four sessions, five sessions, it's the same $15. And really, really easy to apply by calling. So glad to have you here today, Lorraine. You've done a wonderful job of giving us the scope of what Darote does.
Definitely. So there could be up to 12 people on a call?
Correct.
And
I would just like to just circle back for a moment to something that Iris said about our fees. We do also offer scholarships to anybody who asks, so that should never be a deterrent for people to come and join our program.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us then a little bit, we'll go back to the question that I was at, and tell us a little bit about how the fees work.
Well, Iris is correct. So we do have single session classes, which are generally free. And then we offer other classes that might meet once a week for a series of weeks. And any of those classes that, you know, meet anywhere from 2 times to 10 times, we have some that go on that long,
mm-hmm.
They're all $15.
Excuse me, Lorraine, not $15 a piece. $15 is a flat rate for all of the sessions.
Yes, Iris, you're absolutely correct. It's $15 for the entire series, one payment of $15 for the entire series. And then, as I said, there are scholarships available for anybody who would ask for one.
And okay, so what I was kind of curious about was you have 12 people on a call and you have a facilitator, what if you have questions? How do you...
Integrate it into what the facilitator is doing. You know, just like any normal class. She doesn't say, don't interrupt me or anything like that. But, you know, Lorraine, I have never found thus far that there were 12 people. There are always people who call and just are good listeners while they're in the class. There are others, like me, who tend to be more engaged. So it really works out quite well, and people are very polite. They don't step on each other trying to get their points across, and it really works out quite well.
Okay.
Yes, I would say that, you know, there's a lot of differences depending on the classes. We have some people that have been taking classes with the same facilitators for 10 years, and they're familiar with everybody else in the group, so sometimes they just sort of find their own rhythm. And yes, I agree with you, Iris. There are some people who just enjoy listening to the conversation and don't necessarily feel that they'd like to contribute. They just want to hear what's going on and what other people have to say. And I think some of our conversations are a little bit more informational, so it might feel a little bit more like the facilitator is talking and participants are listening. And then other things are very conversational, where the facilitator is simply, you know, asking people questions, and it's the participants that are then leading that conversation. So it really varies depending on the class and the topic and the people who are in it.
Interesting. So how does somebody enroll?
Oh, well, that's a great question. So it's very easy to enroll. We do that by telephone as well. So anyone who's interested can call us at 877-819-9147. That is our direct line, and you'll be able to speak with one of our wonderful staff members, and she'll take down all the information and get you registered for the classes that you're interested in. You can also call and just simply request a catalog, or you can visit us online at DeRote USA, where our catalogs are posted.
It sounds so wonderful. Where can people find information about this?
So the catalog is really the best place to look for all of the different types of classes that we have. It will tell you what days of the week those classes are running and the times. Every class is about 50 minutes. And the catalogs run for usually a 5-month period. So right now we are just at the end of our spring-summer catalog. And our summer catalog is just coming out now. So anyone who's interested can call the number I mentioned earlier, and we'll be happy to mail it. It's also posted on our website. We also have a number of partners, including a lot of groups out on Long Island that distribute our literature.
Right. So, okay, that's what I was kind of looking for. Where would somebody who doesn't really know anything about the program, where would they find it? Do you have things? Would you have information or your catalog in a library, at senior centers? How is it distributed?
So it's distributed in a variety of different ways. If people would like an individual catalog mailed to their home, they can simply call us and request that catalog. We can also make a number of them available to Project Independence so that people can get them directly through your program if that's something you'd like to do.
Of course.
Or they can look on the internet at our website, DeRote, DeRoteUSA.
But I get all that, and that's great because, you know, Project Independence does love DeRote University Without Walls, and we have a lot of your catalogs. But how could a senior find out about it that knows nothing about it? Like, do you put catalogs out at libraries? Do you have information at senior centers? How would someone who knows nothing about it hear about it other than through Project Independence?
For asking that question a different way. Yes, we work with a variety of partners throughout the tri-state area, so Long Island, New Jersey, all over New York City, Westchester County, and yes, we have a lot of organizations that refer to us, so some of those are senior centers, some of them are medical institutions where people simply go for their health care, a lot of libraries work with us, certain religious organizations, not just Jewish, but we run the gamut of that. Any organization that's providing services to older adults, regardless of what those services are, may also carry our catalogs. We also go out and attend fairs and do speaking engagements, so we're very active in the community.
Okay, that's great.
In addition, word of mouth is a wonderful thing. This is how I found out about it. May I just touch on something?
You know what, Iris, just give us a second because we have about 50 seconds left. So we'll come back to your question when we turn from this short break. You've been listening to Project Independence in You right here at WCWP.org. We'll be right back.